the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, my friends, we have heard something spectacular. Something spectacular that happened long ago. Yes, we have heard that God, He intervened into our world and He caused tremendous joy to erupt. A joy that caused all the angels in heaven to sing. What was so spectacular and so joyous, though, you may ask? Well, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, was born. The Messiah that was spoken of long ago came and was placed in a manger. This birth of the Messiah, though, was no ordinary birth. It was a peculiar birth, unlike any other we had ever seen before. A newborn child swaddled in cloths and lying in a long open box, a trough that was used for feeding horses and cattle. Technically, we could say that this baby was a homeless baby, being born not in a house or in an inn, but in a stable. Yes, the Messiah was born as a defenseless human child in one of those winter nights in a cave that was used by Bethlehem farmers to keep their animals safe. Now, considering all this, we probably feel a bit sympathetic towards this Christ child right about now. The poor little Jesus is defenseless, all alone there by that stable. The stench of animals around him. He's literally homeless. It was a most dire state. In fact, our hearts may actually tug against us right now, and we may say in our hearts this, Lord Jesus, you are freezing. You shiver. It is so hard and uncomfortable where you lay, where you sleep. Oh, how can I help you, Lord Jesus? How can I repay you? Now, if the Christ child could speak back to us, I think we would hear him respond to us with something like this. I don't want anything from you. Just wait. Even more difficult times are going to come upon me. Yes, indeed. Even more difficult times will come as I go to Mount Calvary to bleed and to die. This response certainly does not help our troubled hearts by any means. So our heart may tug at us a little bit more, causing us to reach into our wallets and into our purses, saying this, let me at least give you some money, Lord Jesus, so that you can at least spend some nights in the local inn. I have to give you something. Here, take some money. It is the least that I could do for you. Now, if the Christ child could speak, I think he would say something back to us like this. The heavens and the earth, they are all mine. I do not need your money or your charity. Give it to the poor, and then I will receive it as if it were given to me. Now, with our hearts still troubled, we may muster up some force in our voice and say with a certain amount of energy, Dear Christ, child, I will gladly do that, but I still want to give you something. I need to give you something. My heart is full of sorrow. I want to give you something. I must ease this sorrow in my heart. After a brief pause, the Christ, if he could speak, we would hear him say, Dear friends, since you are so generous, I will tell you what you can give me. Give me your sin. Give me your bad conscience. Give me your guilt. Give it all to me. Now, with our hearts caught off guard, we quickly respond, What on earth will you do with my sin, my bad conscience, and my guilt? Why do you want this? The Christ answers, I will take your sin, I will take your guilt, and your bad conscience. I will take it upon my shoulders. These things will be my glory and my kingdom. I will bear your sins. I will take them away. I will take what is yours and make it mine. I do not want your money, your effort, your sympathy, your achievements, but I want your sin. I want your failures. I want your filth. Give it all to me so that I may take it upon myself to Mount Calvary. I want your sin. I want your guilt. I want your bad conscience so that you might be free from all of it and have eternal life. Now, dear friends, even though the birth of this Christ child was an unusual birth, this birth was one that was predicted and spoken of long ago. It was said that this Christ child would crush the head of Satan. It was said that upon this child the government would rest. It was said that upon this Christ that he would tend his flock. It was said that this Christ would be the great ends of the earth. And this Christ child, my friends, is indeed the fulfillment of all that was spoken of long ago. He is the one who crushes the head of Satan. He is the King of Kings. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the great Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the God who comes to humanity, to his children, and takes the world's sin and guilt unto himself to Mount Calvary. He was the one that was born to go to the cross. He was the one born to die and then rise again for you and for me. So this evening, as we hear this story of the birth of Christ into our human history, and as we hear this story, our hearts and our minds, they bow before this manger, knowing that we can never thank him enough. Our hearts and our minds, they bow before Christ, knowing that we cannot give him anything that would sufficiently thank him for what he has done. We bow before this Christ, knowing that he was born to take our sin, to take our guilt and our evil upon himself, to die and to rise for you and for me. Indeed, we bow and praise this Christ this evening. For we would never dare to come to him if he had not come to us first. We bow and we praise him this Christmas Eve, knowing that he came to humanity in that manger long ago, and he comes to us this night in his word to bless us, to forgive us, to proclaim to us that all is finished in him. Dear friends, let this word of Christ, this Christmas message of Christ, the blessed news that Christ was born unto us to take our sin unto himself to Mount Calvary, let this word dwell in you richly this evening. As we sing tonight praises and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts unto God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ZionGwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.